Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome in the coach of your Pitt Panthers, Pat Narduzzi, joining us on this Thursday morning. Pat, good morning to you. How's everything?
Everything is great. Good morning, you gentlemen. How's everything
it
there?
It is great. It's great. Football time. You know what? I watched Louisville this past weekend, and it looked like one of those Petrino brothers teams. There was Florida kids all over the place. They could fly with Tutu Atwell and Hawkins, and again, Florida kids all over the place. But do you feel like you match up well speed-wise, especially in the back end with this team?
I think we do, but you know what? We'll find out. We don't play these guys year in and year out. You know, it's different than playing at Syracuse where you play them every year and you kind of knew who they are. And, hey, I covered him last year, or, you know, I was able to run by him last year. So you don't really know. Obviously, Tutu runs a 10-400 meter, so he's really fast, and you don't face many of those guys. And Hawkins gets downhill fast, hits the line of scrimmage as fast as any tailback, you know, I've seen. We're going to have to play a great game, that's for sure.
Pat, how do you balance the desire to get after Malik Cunningham the way you got after DeVito and Culpepper, especially last week, with also the need to stay disciplined, stay in your rush lanes, and maybe push things out toward the sidelines against a stretch running game and what Hawkins does?
Yeah, I mean, we've worked hard on, you know, on obviously trying to contain an athletic guy this week. We've used, actually, Will Gibson's played some quarterback for us this week and done a tremendous job for us. Trying to contain an athlete. You got to go after him. I think, you know, Chris, if you start to worry so much about, oh, gosh, he's going to hurt you with his feet, that you're probably in more trouble than that mentally. So, you know, we're going to go after him just like we went after DeVito. We're going to, you know, go take our shots. He likes to hurt you with, you know, he'd like to scramble and throw it as opposed to scramble and run. Now, he will scramble and run, and he has, but much more likely he'll scramble and make a big play in the passing game.
What lets an offense, and we're talking to Pat Narduzzi here, Fan Morning Show, what lets an offensive coordinator, what allows him to design so many boots and allows him to get his quarterback out in space so much and gives him the confidence in that they do in Malik? I've not seen anything like this, I don't think, in quite some time.
Yeah, it's a different offense. It really is. I mean, and again, for quite some time, that's the comment right there. I mean, this is a little bit of old school football, okay?
Yeah.
This is like a pro style, a two-back, although they're in the gun, they're in a two-back set running a lot of, outside zone that's supposed to cut back. They're making it look like outside. They want everybody to run outside, and then they're going to put their foot in the ground, and Hawkins is going to hit it vertical and try to gash you. So that's kind of what they do. But it's a two-back game, and then they're getting into naked and boots. When do you ever see those anymore? I mean, usually it's out of a gun, and, this is a true downhill run game where the quarterback is booting out. He's athletic. They do a great job in their naked game. If there's two things you got to stop, is a run game, and also their naked game.
You're going to have to score points this weekend, Pat. Pitt head coach Pat Narduzzi with us on the Fan Morning Show. How comfortable are you in that relationship between Kenny Pickett and Mark Whipple as it continues to develop over time and opening things up a little bit more this weekend?
You know what? I feel good. Coach Whipple's done an outstanding job, as well as Coach Bates. I mean, Randy Bates, what he's done with our defense here in the 2 years he's been here is incredible. And, him and the defense staff. But I got a lot of confidence in Coach Whipple and obviously Kenny Pickett, the guy running the show out there. I think, he continues to progress in the direction we want. I think he's an outstanding quarterback. I said last week that at least somebody that he's the most underrated quarterback in the country. People look at him like, who's Kenny Pickett? Like, are you kidding me? You guys will be watching him on Sundays next year. I promise you that. I have no doubts about that, regardless of how many games he helps us win or not. But we got some weapons at receiver that I like. You've watched the development in two games of Jordan Addison and the rest of that receiving core out there. And Jared Wayne got back in the action last week. So it was good to see, see some of those guys go. And again, and I think our run game is getting a little bit better after two games. I'm kind of happy with where it is, and I think it's only going to get better.
Pat, you look around this morning, and everybody is predicting a tight game, three-point game, four-point game, and predictions are what they are. But that brings into focus specials. Is your kick game in all facets, is it getting squared away after two games? Are you happy where it's progressing to, maybe?
Well, you know, you're never happy with where it's progressing when you're 0-for-3 and you had a muff snap, so really 0-for-4, but he didn't get a chance to swing his leg. You know, I'm a positive guy. Okay, and this is what I can tell you. It's fixed, okay? I feel like it's fixed physically, mentally, the whole deal. You know, I think there was something he was doing. You know, and he's the only one that kind of can know he's doing it. I mean, there's slight changes. You know, I know you guys probably can't golf. Either one of you are good golfers.
But no, Colony, we leave that to Colony. He thinks he's good, yeah. So we'd allow him to just go out there and do it.
So, I mean, you mess with your game a little bit, whether it's just your, you know, you open your foot up a little bit more, whatever it may be. I think we've got it fixed, and then there's the mental part. I mean, you can have this, you know, physical fundamentals fixed, but you guys know how kickers are around the country. And, you know, the spatial awareness in these stadiums with no fans, and you got, you know, people on the other sideline screaming and yelling. It was kind of like a high school game last week, to be honest with you. When he went out to kick, I was like, wow, that was interesting. We actually practiced, you know, the other team out there screaming at Kessman this week in practice just to make sure he's getting – I want it to be as realistic as Saturday as possible. There's no fans. I mean, the things they were screaming over there, you know, it was R-rated for sure. You know, whether that got to them or not, I don't know. But we have it fixed, and I don't expect them to miss another field goal.
That's interesting that you bring that up, Pat, because I was going to ask you about just how you handle kickers and, you know, how do you replicate game day situations during practice during the week in practice, but it's completely different this year. So you're saying not just the stuff from the other sidelines, but like you said, the spatial awareness, there's nobody in the stands. How much do you think that really fed into what Alex was dealing with?
You know, I don't know, you know, how much it has affected or not. I mean, you know, they're all going to tell you, oh, no, it has nothing to do with it. But, you know, it's just like being in that big, you know, the Superdome playing a basketball game with all that open space and this hoop looks like it's the size of a pea that you're trying to put a basketball in. I mean, I think it's all the same. And he may not know it. It doesn't, you know, it's not something that you know, hey, coach, this is a problem. So, you know, and we haven't had a whole lot of time to get in that stadium and kick here with the Steelers practicing, you know, all camp. So that's been a little bit different, just not having him in there. But I think if you looked around the country, you're seeing more missed field goals than you've ever felt. Why is that? I don't know. But, you know, around the country, I've got information, you know, last week, you know, and this is after our first week, that there was more missed field goals last week in college football than really the first 2 weeks than ever before. So,
well, you can't deal with kickers. I mean, you need one of those fainting couches in your office, and they need to sit down. You need to be
like
a psychologist.
I've got a little experience with sports psychology. So, again, I won't get into the specifics, but you know, I think we're in a really good place right now. I feel really good going into Saturday.
Last thing for you, I know
he may kick the game winner this week if it's going to be a 3-point game. We need
yes. I agree with you. I think it is going to be a tight game. Last thing for you, I know you touch on this at the end of your news conferences a lot of time post game, but how much of a credit is it, not just your kids, but kids all around this country, the football games are happening, that they have made these sacrifices? I don't think it can be stated enough that college kids have stepped out of not being college kids and have allowed college football to keep continuing. It's incredible to me.
You know, it really is, Colin. And you bring up probably the biggest point. You know, I'm driving in this morning still thinking about the same thing, about like how fortunate we are to play this game during this pandemic. There's games being canceled. You know, I heard about Justin Fuentes, you know, press conference the other day, sounded like a big downer. I don't know. I haven't talked to him. I don't know what's going on. There was rumors last night that his game was going to get canceled. And our players, this city of Pittsburgh, UPMC, have tied together. And we always talk about, hey, we got to do this thing together, and really, really bought into what we're doing. And I harp on our kids every day about how they live. You know, I'll tell you a funny story. Last week in practice, was it Wednesday or Thursday? I told everybody, you know, we got on a knee after practice. I said, okay, everybody put your masks on. And, you know, about half of them didn't have their mask. I'm like, yes, you want to let your guard down. You know, they're out on the practice field. They got to bring a mask with them. They've never had that. You know, you usually bring your helmet with you when you go to the field. But I said, listen, guys, don't let your guard down. You think you're invincible and nothing's going to happen to you. We've been good for weeks here, but, you know, it can happen at any time. Wear your mask. So it's just a constant reminder to these guys that doing it right. And again, the credit goes out to the kids. They've done that, and it's hard. I mean, you, me, and your wife can do it, but it's hard for these young kids living the lives they do on campus, you know, in Oakland. It's not easy, you know, with all the distractions.
Pat Narduzzi, good luck to you. Another noon kickoff. Got to get up early. Set your alarm. Another noon kickoff. Noon, Louisville. Pat, we thank you. We'll talk again soon. Go get them on Saturday.
Thanks, guys. Hail to Pitt.
All right. There he is.
Thanks, Pat.
You know what? I do give those kids a lot of credit. They got it. They've stopped being college kids and started being professionals. There's no other way to put it, Chris.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, it's something that I fear everybody's going to have to deal with at some point this fall just because of the ripple effects of all these cancellations. You saw another one with I think the Houston Cougars have had to cancel like 5 games already. It just because they've been constantly rescheduling and trying to shuffle things around. And we've seen it happen in the ACC already. So I hope and I keep my fingers crossed and, you know, knock on wood that it won't affect Pitt. But you just worry that at some point it's going to affect everybody because of that, like I said, ripple effect.
Yeah, and affected Notre Dame, which don't blame it right on someone else.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.